Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Fempire Strikes Back. Badass Women's Hour XL on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Badass Women's Hour XL with me, Harriet Minter, Emma Sexton and Natalie Campbell. Of course, it is now time for our Badass Balls Ups. Now, if you were listening last week, you'll know we've slightly changed the format. So we're going to tell you our problems and we would love your advice. Tweet us at Talk Radio. Tell us what we should do. Give us some of your wisdom. We're going to start with Emma.
Oh, are we now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Tell us what's going on with you this week, my darling.
So, I am fiercely independent, right? Love doing my own thing. We've talked before about going on holidays by myself. Like, I will do anything by myself. I'll have dinner by myself. Do you know what? I'd probably even go for a 12-course tasting menu by myself, right? And I used to love it. And now, I don't know whether I don't like it. I'm just bored at it because I'm just excelling at being independent. And then once I've conquered something that was probably a challenge, and you know, it was quite a challenge in the early days to like go for dinner by yourself or go to the cinema by yourself. Yeah. And now I'm like this year, I've hardly had any holidays, mainly because, you know, a lot of my friends are obviously married with kids. And when you're not that, I'm like, well, who am I going to go on holiday with? And then I'm like, I could go by myself. But like, I can't face going away by myself. So I've just gone anti-independent.
What would be, so you said that being independent was a really big challenge.
Mm.
If you've conquered that, what would be another really big challenge? I've put my coaching hat on where I'm trying not to give you the answer.
Making £1 million of my business. No. And I'm already trying to do that.
Okay, now what do you think would be a really big challenge for Emma?
I don't know. I'm with you on this one. And I think it's going back to the conversation we were having before about needing a she shed and time alone. Once you've done something for so long, it does become boring. And so actually the challenge is then, how do you work in a twosome or a threesome or with... I don't actually mean that in a sexual way at all. I just mean, you know, hanging out with friends or in a group and spending more time with people. Mm. Or, you know, committing to actually being in a relationship and being in the same space as someone for longer than...
That's probably the next challenge.
Yeah.
I think for a long time I've been wanting to be independent. I've been wanting to be by myself, especially in the early days of building the business when it was so full on. Mm-hmm. And actually, I really enjoyed that time out because I just needed the space and I needed to not talk to anybody. And now the business is in a much better place. I'm getting a little bit more of my time back. And that was always the goal this year. And now I'm getting some time back. I'm like, no. Meh.
So I think a real challenge for you is about how you let other people in, because you are somebody who just likes to get it done. And sometimes letting other people in is really frustrating because they don't do it at the same speed and pace in exactly the same way.
That's what makes me sound like a control freak. Am I that much of a control freak?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you are a control freak. I think that you committed to being an independent person and not needing to be in a relationship to find that validation or find a wholeness.
Yeah.
And so to step back from that as much as you can, still go out for dinner, it's just boring because you can do it and you've been doing it. And now it's like, okay, well, I want to do something else. Everyone has that in the same way that someone that's always human been nature. In a relationship is like, oh, I'd give anything to go on holiday.
It's
by
so
myself.
True. If I was in a relationship a couple of years in, I'd be like, oh, well, he's really getting on my nerves now.
Yeah. But I also think it's become like a really, because you're so good at it, it's a really safe place for you.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a really safe, because you are brilliant at it. You are brilliant at like actually doing really cool stuff with your life, at coming up with great ideas, at going out and having an amazing time. So next big challenge would be, how do you be really brilliant at that with someone else?
It's finding that someone else, though, isn't it? It doesn't annoy you.
Well,
therein lies the challenge. Therein lies the challenge.
So, yeah.
How could you find somebody else who doesn't annoy you?
Well, maybe I could just tell them they annoy me.
Yeah. Do you know what? In a way, that's like a really great answer, which is the hardest part of relationships is being in a relationship with somebody who annoys you a bit and saying, you're annoying me. Can you change your
behaviour? I think it's hard when you're an introvert like me. People probably wouldn't suspect that I'm an introvert and I do need time by myself.
Yeah.
So the other challenge is going away on holiday with somebody else, even a partner, I would have to say, I'm having the day to myself. Like, you know.
That's not a horrendous request, though, is it?
No.
They might be like, oh, thank goodness, I really need a day to myself too.
Because she's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so that's the challenge. So what's the solution to my challenge?
I'm actually going to set you a proper hardcore challenge.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I think by this time next week,
yeah,
you should have signed up to a dating agency.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why?
I'm not doing that. Well, I'm not going from being fiercely independent to then to wasting all my money on a dating agency.
Any dating agents out there that want to give Emma some free time on your
books,
give us a
call. Can't you just tell me to like join a rock climbing club or something? It'll be cheaper. I'm not joining a dating agency.
What would be a counter offer towards that? So if you're going to say no to joining a dating agency, what would be like some level of negotiation?
Spend the money you would have spent on a dating agency on just like going out to places where you're likely to meet more interesting men.
Okay, my counter offer to that, go out to these places next week and see if you can strike up at least 5 conversations and secure a date with one of those conversations.
You know,
even
what?
If you don't feel like you like them all,
I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that, couldn't I? Now I've got really good at like flirting.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's irony there. There's irony.
5 in 1 week.
5 in 1 week. Yeah. It's a challenge.
Is it quality or just quantity we're going for here?
I want a bit of quality.
Okay.
And not easy. No barman at Soho House, Emma. We know you can do that.
Oh, that's really harsh. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah?
Okay. Do I get a prize if I do it?
Yeah. Okay. What would you like as a prize?
A weekend with your dog.
Okay. Oh, God, yeah. That's a prize for me. Have that done. So we are setting Emma up. We're going to challenge her independence in a week's time. She has to have struck up 5 conversations with 5 strangers and secured a date with one of them.
I've just forgotten that we're broadcasting to the nation. This feels like one of our like random Saturday night chats, and it's totally not. Thanks.
It's not. You are going to have to do it, and you're going to have to come back and tell us how it went here on Badass Women's Hour. We've challenged her. If you are out and about in London town this week, expect to be approached by a woman on a mission.
Oh, but before you do, listen to her comments on micro cheating.
Yeah, it's true. You want to know what you're letting yourself into.
My life is ruined on one of radio show.
Amazing. Nat, what have you got for us this week? What's going on with you?
My one is why, even when you know the answer to something, or even when I know the answer to something, do I not do it? So a couple of examples. I'm putting on weight. I know the answer is eat less and exercise more. That doesn't happen. I will eat a whole bag of chips and still not go to the gym. Or I had a really bad hangover. And it's not that I drank a lot, it's that I didn't eat. And I knew I hadn't eaten. And so the hangover, I swear, I could have taken my own head off. It was that bad. My hip hurts at the moment. I still did the 5K today. Haven't been to the doctors. I know the answers, but for some reason, I have no ability to do the thing that I know is in my interest to do.
Mm.
A few things going on here.
What do you think?
First, I'll do some research into self-sabotage.
Yes.
Secondly, I think as human beings, we have a tendency to focus on the initial pleasure. And what you need to do to change behaviour is focus on the final outcome. So not that instant gratification. Who's the guy, Alan Carr, who did the giving up smoking? Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same technique. When you read his book, and I remember reading that when I was trying to give up smoking in my 20s, and he was all like, every time you smoke, don't think about the pleasure that you're giving, think about the damage it's doing, you know, really focus on the negative impacts rather than the positive impacts. Mm-hmm. And that is just basic psychology. So anything that you want to change, you've got to really focus. So that hangover from not eating or whatever, or eating those chips, don't focus on the pleasure of eating those chips. Focus on how you felt afterwards, how you feel about the fact that you haven't lost the weight that you were trying to lose, and focus on that.
And so I think I sort of do that. Like, I was eating chip crisps as we started the show, and I'm eating them and I'm like, I know there's lots of calories in this, but they taste really nice. And I can at some point stop. And so I stopped maybe and there's a third of the bag left. But I can't figure out why couldn't I just have two?
So I think it's, people are different, right? People are different. Some people are people who can just have two crisps. Mm. I am not one of them, right? but people are different and they get motivated by different things. Mm. So some people can be really motivated by what's my end goal? Mm. And I'm really focused on that end goal. What I think is really interesting is you are somebody who is super self-motivated, who when you set your mind to something, you're like, that is happening.
Yeah.
But these little areas are little areas of indulgence and pleasure.
Mm.
And what that kind of says to me is that actually you need that. You need that pleasure, right? You need that pleasure. But maybe this isn't the right place to get it from. So actually, I would start looking for, what are the other pleasures? I'm sorry, I'm making myself laugh now. Ah, I mean that too, but anything else. But what are the other pleasures that you put in there? Because actually what your body is saying to you is, you're working me too hard and you're not giving me enough pleasure. So I'm going to eat that whole bag of crisps because that's the only joy I'm getting.
That's really interesting. I think Harriet's on something there as well. So it could be that actually you haven't done enough self-care. And self-care isn't like eating a whole bag of chips, although I did the same. They were nice and we did do some exercise today. But yeah.
And it's particularly like things like, if you are running on a bad hip, if you are not going to the doctor when you know you need to, you're kind of essentially abusing your body a bit. And that's you beating yourself up. And actually, you should just be super nice to yourself and say, if I was being really lovely to my body, I'd go get a massage, I'd talk to my doctor,
I had this conversation walking down the street. Did I book it? No. Did I call the doctor? No.
That's, in that case, my darling, you need to go and have a chat to somebody about what is that voice that is not letting you book it.
Mm. Can't one of you do it for me?
I'm not your friggin' PA.
I mean, it'd be much easier if one
is
of my...
Is that the problem?
It'd be much... Do you know what the solution is? Give me some friends that would say, do you know what? Let me do this for you. Because that's what I would do if my friend was struggling. I would just book it all for them. I would book them a massage and I'd book them a doctor's appointment. But so I think that's what... I think that's what you lot should
do.
Do
you know what life is, darling? Ems and I have done too much therapy and we know we can't be fixers anymore.
Yeah, we
can't fix
us. But you know what? My VA is great and I'll quite happily give you her number.
Fine.
I think what you're really saying is that you need an entourage like Prince.
Yeah, don't we
to
all?
Just come along. I mean, that would be the dream, right?
Yeah.
That would be the dream. Yeah. One day.
Cook me healthy food and exercise me and massage me.
Well, if you want to be part of Natalie's entourage or Emma's experiment, come talk to us. Tweet us at Talk Radio and tell us what you think the girls should be doing to get their lives back on track. I'm going to come up with something for next week, but this week
I was going to say, hang on, it's just me and Natalie that look like the dysfunctional
just
ones, and you look like
the wisdom
got all
this
your
week.
Stuff together.
Totally got it all together. Not
1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.